If robots really are the future, then said future is certainly one step closer as of this week. For the first time ever, a robot has been used in surgery on the human eye. To find out more about this incredible feat of engineering, I spoke to Dr. Tom Edwards, the lead author of the study.
We were fortunate enough to have an opportunity to collaborate with a brilliant team of engineers from the Technical University of Eindhoven in the Netherlands. And together we were able to perform the first ever robotic-assisted surgery inside the human eye.
We've actually been using robots in our operating theatres for quite some time, so most notably, for example, in prostate surgery. How's what you're doing different?
Well, it's a good question. The eye is very different to the part of the body where prostate surgery is performed. It's obviously much, much smaller. There's less room for error. So those larger robotic systems won't work inside an eye.
Can you tell me exactly what you were doing with this surgery?
Our main flagship research project at the University of Oxford was gene therapy, which is a way of restoring some function to patients with inherited retinal degenerations. And one of the key steps of the surgery is to inject a very small and precise volume of the gene therapy underneath the retina. And we were hoping to find a way to do this in a very precise manner. And that's why we thought about working with the team who were developing this robot. But we didn't want to use it for the very first time in a human eye on a patient who was undergoing a clinical trial for a different treatment, namely gene therapy. So what we did is we used it in a much more common procedure that we're much more familiar with. And that was removing a very thin membrane from the most sensitive part of the retina.
What was your setup?
So the setup was very similar to how we would normally perform eye surgery. The patient was lying on the operating table, and generally the surgeon sits at the top head end of the patient, and you're holding with one hand the instrument that you would normally hold, but your other hand, instead of holding the instrument, is holding a joystick which controls the movement of a robotic arm onto which different instruments can be loaded. And so you move the joystick and it simultaneously moves the robotic arm, which is controlling the instrument of choice. And you can do it at a much, much finer level of control and detail than you could do if you were holding it manually with your hand.
So how good was the robot compared to our human surgeons?
Well, it was perhaps an unfair comparison because this was the first time it had been done in the human eye, and whilst you become quite proficient operating in the regular manner, using a robot, we were all beginners. Certainly with the robot, we were much more cautious and really took our time. So the robotic surgery took longer, but it was very clearly superior in terms of precision and accuracy.
So does this mean that the robot will be able to do operations or help us do operations that we aren't currently able to do?
That's exactly right. In fact, we need to be imaginative and think about the types of operations that we may like to create. So one potential application would be to inject a therapeutic substance into one of the fine, delicate vessels of the retina that supply the retina with its oxygen and nutrients. You can have a condition where one of those vessels becomes blocked, and that can cause sudden loss of vision. And at this stage, it's impossible to inject anything to clear the blockage into one of those vessels. They're so fine and delicate. But with the robot, you potentially could do that. And that's just not possible with a human hand. You just cannot hold a needle still enough to do that.
Do you think these robots are something we're going to be seeing in our operating theatres in the near future?
Well, I think the current surgical techniques for the majority of presentations are done very adequately and well with the human hand. So it's up against stiff competition. And I suppose the other barrier is the cost of it. And that's why I feel that at least initially it will be limited to larger centres where these things can be developed further. But, you know, we've at least now shown that this is an application, and for the first time it's been used inside a human eye, which is very exciting. And so the field is now open to further innovation.